The day after Tiger Woods put on another green jacket in Augusta. What a day yesterday for golf fans and non-golf fans alike. I think a lot of people who don't usually tune in to golf on a Sunday wanted to see what Tiger was capable of yesterday. It was a great day and really has us now kind of focused on golf. And the PGA Tour will be making a stop in Detroit for the first time this year, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We're pretty excited about that. Joining us right now is the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb. How are you?
This is Paul. I'm doing well.
Paul, good morning.
Nice to have you on. Good morning. What a great day yesterday to watch Tiger Woods put on that green jacket, huh?
It was unbelievable. I had a chance to be down there. Paul, I've been going down for a long time, since 99, and it was the most packed, most energetic, and by far the most special trip I'd made down there. It was really something to watch.
Everybody loves a great comeback story, and I think that's part of what people like about Detroit is the comeback that it's making, and having a PGA Tour stop certainly helps to amplify that, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. We like to say here that the comeback is complete. For those that have spent any time in the city, you know that it's not coming back. It is back, but We're looking to bring this event to be more than just great golf for the city of Detroit. We're committed to making it a world-class event, something that's the caliber of which reflects the city that's hosting it. And plans are well underway. It's hard to believe we're just 71 days away.
But who's counting, right?
Who's counting? It is unbelievable. June 25th, which will be our practice round day, our first public ticket sale day, is just 71 days out. But, to have what happened yesterday, kind of the build-up, it's going to come with that. There's already been great momentum and energy in the marketplace and with the community, and we think this is going to just accelerate that.
No, no doubt about it. So give us some of the highlights of this great event that is celebrating its first time in Detroit.
Yeah, it's really exciting. First time there's ever been a PGA Tour event held in the city of Detroit. We're fortunate to have Michigan host a number of professional events over time around the state, but the first time it's coming to our great city. We're, ticket sale. In terms of highlights, we've got our ticket sale offering out there. June 25th to the 30th of the dates, Detroit Golf Club, not only the first golf club in the city of Detroit, but the only country club in the city of Detroit will be hosting it. We've stretched the golf course out, added six tee boxes to lengthen it for these guys, three new boxes in the front, three in the back. We're going to have a great fan experience out on site. We'll have one of the largest fan zones in the PGA Tour. We'll be using the driving range of the Detroit Golf Club actually for that fan zone. So whether you're a fan of golf or a fan of fun, we'll have all kinds of activities out there, face painting, pizza making for kids, and then a number of golf simulator activities for golf fans to enjoy. Ticket sales have been really, really solid, really fast start. And it's because of our price point where tickets are starting at just $10 for a practice round on Tuesday. For $15 on Wednesday, you can come out and watch the pros and the pro-am, which will be exciting. We'll have some celebrities out there as well. And then for tournament rounds, you'll be able to pay $45 on Thursday, $50 on Friday, and then $55 on Saturday and Sunday. So a real affordable offering, and we're going to make it easier for juniors to get out there. Paul, we're going to have up to four juniors, 15 and under, are going to be able to get in free with a ticket to the adult during any round of competition.
That's great.
And which is great, right? And we're also going to take care of our heroes and veterans. We're happy to offer active and retired duty military complimentary access to the event, up to two, and special pricing for our veterans. So anyone can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com to learn more and see what our right array of ticket options are.
I know this is also going to be used to help raise some money for charity, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We just launched a really cool program, Paul, called Birdies for Charity. Any 501c3 charity can participate in the Rocket Mortgage Classic Birdies for Charity program. There's no cost to the charity. It's a great way to utilize our event to kind of help some create incremental donations for any 501c3. So a charity just simply goes into rocketmortgageclassic.com to sign up. 100% of the donations they generate go to the charity. There's no cost and fees to them. And all they do is let their donor base know that they're a Birdies for Charity participant. They provide them a link that we provide them that goes right to their site. And they can donate. Any individual who donates, you can make a per birdie donation during the Rocket Mortgage Classic, up to at least a penny per. Or you can make a flat fee donation. And you can go in and guess how many birdies are going to take place during the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And if you're one of the individuals that guesses closest to that will have a number of prizes, including golf at Detroit Golf Club and other things. So it's a really just a cool way to make giving fun and to allow a number of charities to get involved in the event. So yeah, we're really excited to have launched that last week.
That's fantastic. Well, this is going to be a great event. I know everybody's really excited about it. I mean, we haven't had this kind of excitement about golf in Michigan since the Buick Open left this state. And I think to have golf back in Michigan, the PGA Tour back in Michigan, is really exciting.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're going to have a great event planned. I think this is going to be one of those where I think every fan knows, and the reason tickets have been going so well is every ticket you buy, unlike any other sporting event, every ticket you buy to our event is a front row seat, right? So whether you spend $10 on Tuesday or $55 on Saturday or buy a hospitality chalet, everyone has the opportunity to get there and get a front row seat right in the tee box and get close to all of our players and all of our experiences. So it's really been amazing what Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage has done to help us bring this to town and bring it together. And like I said, the energy is just building. And I think with an additional major happening here with the PGA in May, that just gives us one more opportunity to have all the more momentum build and stories build leading up to our event.
Oh, no doubt about it. Jason, where can people connect with the Rocket Mortgage Classic for the latest information to get tickets, all the stuff that they are interested in?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website, rocketmortgageclassic.com. You'll be able to see a wide array of ticket offerings. Anyone wanting to volunteer, we have over 2,000 volunteers to end up making an event like this happen. We're at about 1,700 or so now, so we've still got volunteer positions available that people can raise their hand for and then get involved in the Birdies for Charity program and or to donate to any of the charities that have signed up. They'll be able to go to rocketmortgageclassic.com to find out everything about first ever PGA Tour event in Detroit.
June 25th through the 30th at the Detroit Golf Club. Jason, thanks for telling us all about it. We really appreciate it.
You got it, Paul. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.